is Cyprus Today with Mark Humphreys.
On Tuesday this week, young readers in Ice Nicolaus were recognised for their achievements in the Space Hop Summer Reading Challenge. An award ceremony hosted by the station commander was held at Ionic Library, where the children were issued with medals and certificates. Rachel Brown is head of the Army Library Service in Cyprus. She explains what the challenge was all about.
It involved reading six books in pairs over the course of the summer. So when you've read your first two, you get a sticker and an incentive. Another two, another sticker, another incentive. And then when you finally finish, you get the presentation as we've done today.
The commander of JSSU, Lieutenant Colonel David Warren, was there to hand out the prizes. He says it's been great to see young people on camp using the library's facilities throughout the summer holidays.
The building itself is in really good condition and the books and everything are fantastic. So there's obviously been some investment over the last few years, which is really good to see. But also the ladies who work here have put in a huge amount of effort over the last few months to kind of bring this up to speed. There's been some charity money to improve it, so there's loads of soft furnishings and places where the kids can sit and relax and read in a nice environment.
This is BFBS.
This is Cyprus Today.
Aqua jogging's coming to the swimming pool in Ionic. The deep water training is a unique workout, promising to help people lose weight and have fun at the same time. It's been introduced by REF dependent Andrea Bolivar. She says it's a great way to get fit.
Aqua jogging is basically a full body workout in the water. You can do it in the shallow water, but mainly it's done in the deep water. It's a full body workout where you train your endurance, you improve your cardio, your fitness, your muscle strength. You can also improve your coordination and balance, so it's quite a good body workout.
Andrea's running two introductory sessions on the 20th and 22nd of September. Each class will start at 9 a.m. and will be an hour long. No experience is needed to take part, and the sessions are suitable for people of all ages and abilities, as Andrea explains.
Everyone is able to do it. I think that's one of the positive things that aqua jogging does. You wear an aqua belt, it's called, which supports you and helps you to stay above the water. Everyone, even if you're a bit unsure about water or if you're not sure, if you're not really a good swimmer, you can always do it as well. So it should not be as difficult as it sounds, I hope.
To sign up to the classes, contact Andrea on 977-62306. That's Andrea on 977-62306.
Cyprus Today, the local papers.
Power supplied by the Northern Cyprus area will continue for another 6 months, it was announced this week. The agreement was renewed by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Under the deal, the private company in the north will be providing EAC with 120 megawatts, subject to availability and demand. The EAC began receiving power from the north after the explosion on July the 11th.
BFBS.
Cyprus Today.
A recently launched football academy in Cyprus is offering the chance for young footballers to get the best possible training. The IFA is set to announce its cooperation with a top Premier League club next month. It's already in full swing for the football season. Apart from training, there's the opportunity for players to take part in tournaments and friendlies. For more info on the IFA, give this number a call. 99 00 883. That's the IFA on 99 00 883.
Cyprus Today.
So the biggest sporting event over the weekend? No, not the Rugby World Cup. We're talking the Carter Cup, the seven-a-side format introduced last year, produced a number of exhilarating, fast-paced, competitive football games, which made for a fantastic spectacle for the supporters, and this year was no exception. Well done to this year's winners, the Republic of Cyprus Police. They beat two Yorks 1-0. Flight Sergeant Ronan Archibald is the chairman and organiser of the Carter Cup. Archie explains how the day went.
It has been an open tournament in order to forge relations with the Cypriot community. This year, I think, is the first year that we've actually had a civilian Cypriot team into the final. The Republic of Cyprus, first time they've entered. Very good team. I think the conditions played to them today. It's very, very hot here as usual. It would be great to have them. It might play into the football season in the UK, but if any team wants to be interested, then go to our website, www.cartercup.org, and you can get all your information you want for next year.
That's your lot from Monday for Cyprus Today. I'm Mark Humphreys.